All right, let's see if I can get this right. Lisa Wilfong is with us. Did I do it?
You are correct.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Lisa, welcome to Good Morning Ozarks. It is a pleasure to have you.
Hey, it's wonderful to be here. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Now, before we talk about what you're here to talk about, we want to find out about you a little bit, if you don't mind, where you're born and grew up, and how, if not born here, how did you end up in Branson?
Well, I ended up in Branson when I was a sophomore in high school.
Okay.
And my mom and her husband came this direction for their honeymoon.
Ah, good.
And so kind of been here ever since.
Mm-hmm.
I worked and retired from Hershen Family Entertainment. I was a programmer analyst with them for over 25 years.
Wow.
The lady at our front desk, Linda Irwin, worked out there in customer service for 37 years.
She did. I have to stop by and say
hi. You know
Linda? Yes, I do.
She knows about 3/4 of the people that walk through the front door.
So. I'm sure she does.
Yeah, so make sure you come by and see her. She's there from about 10 to 3 each day. And
we can introduce you to our company, too.
That's right.
Yeah,
she
yeah.
loves to see people that you know, she hadn't seen in a while, and so it's amazing. So you were with Hershen's for a while. You were the one that tabulated the survey information that they'd come up to you and say, hey, have you got a second? I want to ask you some questions, right?
No, I
you
did
didn't
not.
Do that?
Okay. No, I was primarily HR and benefits and, you know, more that line of stuff.
Sure.
And for a number of years, I also helped with, you know, get your W-2s out and your 1099s.
Yeah. All that stuff. My goodness.
Oh, yes. I rarely did anything on survey.
And how long were you there?
I was there about 25 years.
Very good. Well, they keep employees at Hershen, and that's great. Now, you need to ride the new fire in the hole. Are you going to do that?
No.
No. All right.
I get motion sickness, so you do not want me to do that.
He's not going, but
yeah.
I'll go if I have to go by myself.
Yeah,
so.
She wants to go.
With you.
I'll sit on the bench and wait for you.
Thank you.
Lisa, what's going on with you nowadays?
Well, I'm with Relay for Life, American Cancer Society, and we have our 2024 event coming up Saturday, and we're doing it at Forsyth Spring Fling.
Oh.
And we will be centrally located across from stage by the food trucks and also by the car show.
Now, where in Forsyth do they hold that event?
It's downtown. They close the roads down.
Oh, really?
It's yes.
just takes over Forsyth.
It does. And this is our third year for it, and it's fantastic, you know, community event.
How did you get involved in the American Cancer Society?
Well, that's funny you should ask. I was working at Hershen Family, and a friend that worked in a different department. Have you ever heard the term voluntold?
No.
Well, you're being told you're volunteering.
Oh, okay.
Voluntold. I think I had that happen to me. Yeah.
I like that word, voluntold. Told.
Told,
voluntold.
Yes. Okay. And he said, you're going to be a team mentor. And I said, well, you know, that's great, but at that point in time, I'd been to one event, and I had no idea. He said, oh, you'll learn as you go. And now I am one of the three leads for the national, regional, north region of the American Cancer Society, and we help out with every type of fundraiser they have in 17 states.
Mm.
So it's called You Relay for Life.
Right.
You know, I got a new T-shirt, and he says, you know, I don't quit when I'm tired. I'll quit when I'm done.
That's great.
Oh, I love that.
Oh, yeah, that's good. So tell me how it works. We sign up. We get pledges. What do we do?
We can do all the above.
And how far do we run or walk?
Well, that's entirely up to you. Since we're doing a community event, it's looking completely different than any type of relay you've ever been to. So we're not going to count laps or anything. We will be having a survivor caregiver lap around 11:45.
What's that?
That is where we're going to have a survivor. He's going to talk at our luminary ceremony, Jerry Neville. He is a hero of hope. He lives up in Springfield, a good friend of mine. And he will talk briefly, and then we're going to be gathering our survivors and our caregivers, and we're going to do a brief lap around that intersection because it is at a four-way intersection downtown. And then we will head over to our area, which is Fun and Games, And we're going to be having called Garden of Hope. Mm. And instead of luminaria bags this year, we're doing pinwheels, since it's a daytime event.
Right.
And just to make it more fun and more visible. But in our area, we will have gift bags for our survivors that have been registered. They need to go online, and which they can do is www.relayforlife.org/BransonMoe.
Okay.
And you can, if you show up and you're not registered, we'll have a QR code. You just take your smartphone and click on it and get registered real quick.
Boy, those QR codes are popping up all over the
place.
They are.
I mean, they're
they just appeared
great,
out of nowhere.
On television, they said, just shoot this to a QR code. It'll take you to where you need to go.
Yeah, that's so, a shortcut.
Pretty amazing. Pretty amazing. Now, does this replace, you know, for years, I remember an overnight event, the Relay for Life, at the football stadium at the high school in those days. Mm-hmm. And they had the luminaries and that kind of thing. Does this replace that event? Or
it is the same event.
Okay.
It's just that over the years, you know, you change. And that's part of this change. You know, you try to keep up with what's going on in society.
People's schedules.
Yes. And unfortunately, that means they have less time to give, or the ability, or just, you know, want to on that. So we have changed from a 12-hour event to just a few hours.
Okay.
And Saturday we will be there from 9 until 3.
Okay.
And we will take donations there on site, but also we will be doing a raffle. So you can buy a raffle tickets, one for $5 or three for 10. We've got about 15 really nice items that you can put your ticket into, and we will make a drawing on that. Plus, we're going to be doing a scavenger hunt.
Oh, that'll be interesting. Yeah. How's that going to work?
Well, we've got 14 vendors that are going to be there, and they've opted in to donate $5 to American Cancer Society, and in turn, they will be on our list. And if you want to participate, you come get a sheet from us, and you have to go to each one of these vendors, get them to stamp your form, get it turned in by a certain time, and then you will be in a drawing for a $25 gift card.
Mm-hmm. Very good. All right.
That's
super.
A clever way to do it.
Yeah, there is. So the website, again, you mentioned it, and it's a little bit long, so give that to me again.
It's relayforlife.org/BransonMoe.
All right. Very good. Super. Tell me about, you know, American Cancer Society has been around for a long, long time. What is its aim? What's its mission statement? And what is going on in the organization itself? What do these funds go for, I guess?
Majority of the funds, I did not bring my stats with me, but in 2022, over 80% of what was brought in went to research. That's where a lot of them goes. American Cancer Society is second only to the United States government for the money they put into cancer research. And what I love about it is that they help fund new researchers, and which are harder to do because if you don't have a proven track record, some companies will not even touch you. And American Cancer Society has funded researchers, over 50 of them that have become Nobel Prize winners, 50.
Hmm.
But I'll say this one thing is that only one of them has been a woman, and so we need to get more girls interested in science and get out there and do some research. But that's where majority of it goes to.
Are we making any progress in that regard?
Oh, yes.
What's that research telling us,
well,
and how have we benefited from it?
It tells us a lot, and it would take me a long time to mention what it is. But you go to cancer.org, and there's a lot of information there. And plus, they have a 24/7 phone number that right now it escapes me. But you'll talk to a live person.
Well, let's concentrate on the website because it probably has a phone number on it. Right?
It does.
And it's called cancer.org?
Cancer.org, yes,
okay.
Sir.
That's
pretty simple. We'll put a link on our KLFCradio.com website so folks can find you easier. And on there is that phone number.
That's correct. Okay. And we have not only have Relay for Life this coming Saturday as a fundraiser, we have three more through the year.
And what are they?
On May the 23rd, we have a paddle party. Which is
a what?
A paddle party.
How's that work?
it is, you go in and you buy a paddle, you buy some chips, and we have vendors. I think we have about 10 vendors so far. And those vendors have been asked to give out us a $30 value item, which we will auction off. And each chip is worth 50 cents.
Oh, good.
So theoretically, you could get something for a dollar.
Sure.
And it's going to be held at Green Mountain Drive at Scooter's Sports Bar.
Oh, yeah. She has been into our printing company because we printed some menus or something for her. Mm-hmm. And a great lady. And
they've been touched by cancer. And so they're joining with us to have this. So they're going to have the restaurant and bar open for us. Mm-hmm. And we've got a whole nice room set aside for everybody that shows up.
Now, that'll be in May the 23rd. Right?
That is. Okay. And also, if you go to our website, that information is there. And we will be putting it on our Facebook page also.
Now, we talked about the Relay for Life Branson site.
Mm-hmm.
And you said go to our website. Is that the site you're talking about? Or is an overall umbrella?
So? No, that is the website you go to.
All right. Okay.
And then in June, we have a craft and car show at the Elks Lodge in Forsyth.
Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, it will be a lot of fun. And we're going to have our survivors vote on the vehicle of their choice. And so it's a fun show.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. It's car shows are a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then new, very, very new this year is Holiday Hills is doing a charity golf tournament for us.
Oh, super.
And that's going to be in October.
Okay. And you sign up for that same thing on the website?
It will be. It's not live on the website right now because we're still working out the details with them. And hopefully within the next 2 weeks, we will have that information live on our website.
Very good. Well, Lisa, if you'll stand by and we'll take a quick break and have our verse of the day, and then we'll come back and we'll wrap up with the event that's going to go on, the Relay for Life, this weekend over in Forsyth. All right?
All right. Thank you.
And you brought, did you bring those cookies?
Yes, I did.
Boy, they smell good.
And they taste good.
Wait till we get out. You already sampled?
I stuck a bite.
See how you are. We'll be back with Lisa Wilfong, right?
Yes, sir.
I got it. All right. We'll be back in a moment on Good Morning Ozarks with the verse of the day right after this. Lisa Wilfong, she is our guest, American Cancer Society, just brought us some cookies. Now, you said something. Excuse me. Go on.
I just want her to tell about how fun this event is.
Oh, yeah, it is a fun event.
Let her tell.
And we'll do that. But I was going to ask you right quick. Like, you said something about the chocolate chip cookies, which, incidentally, thank you so much for. They were very, very good. And you said they're a something. What does that mean? They're
I have alpha-gal syndrome, which you get from a tick bite from Lone Star Tick. Mm-hmm. That means you cannot have any mammal products, which includes dairy. So these chocolate chip cookies are dairy-free and alpha-gal friendly.
Wow. Well, they're very good. Is that something that goes away, is treatable, or you just have it?
You have it. Some people, their numbers get better, but I just got tested again last month, and my numbers are still showing that I have alpha-gal, and it treats everybody completely different. Completely.
So you can't eat any meat products?
I cannot. Now, there's some that can, but there's also some that have a reaction just smelling it.
So
I have heard about that. In fact, Julie had that photographer that wanted her to do photography because they were serving food at this dinner at this wedding, and he was not going to be able to be around it.
Yes.
So it gets pretty intense.
I'm so sorry.
Next organization we need starts the American Alpha, what do you call it?
Alpha-gal Syndrome.
Alpha-gal Research Department. My goodness, I am sorry to hear about that, but thank you for the cookies.
Mm-hmm.
All right, tell me how much fun the Relay for Life is for the American Cancer Society.
Well, it's not only Relay for Life that's fun. That whole event, Spring Fling, is put on by the Chamber of Commerce. Rose Backlund is her brainchild and her baby. She started it like 3 years ago. It is so much fun. They close down the streets. You can walk up and down. And
where do you park?
That's up to you.
How do you get?
I know Forsyth.
How do you get through Forsyth if you're needing to get through the town?
Well, you can drive
through the main road.
Oh.
It's just like when you do the one block off, that's where they close it down.
Right. Got it.
But you know, they've got over 70 vendors. They have food trucks coming. There's a car show. There's a strongman competition.
Oh, I'll enter that one,
And like at our event, we're going to do a cupcake walk. And we do are doing fun and games, which going back to just the fun things like sidewalk chalk and bubbles. And we have other things in there. We have little prizes for people. And we made it free, not because we don't want your money, because we do.
Sure.
But we want the kids to be able to have some fun and not worry about if they have a dollar or whatever.
Right.
But we are doing a cupcake walk, and that will cost a dollar.
Is that the old cake walk?
Yes, but we're doing a cake.
Now we're doing cupcakes.
Yes, sir.
That's all right. Why don't you do a chocolate chip cookie walk? Because those are good.
Yeah, and on this paddle thing you told, I don't get what the paddle has to do with it.
Well, you hold up here. Each paddle has got a number on it.
Oh, an auction.
And it's kind of like an auction.
Oh, okay.
And so when you put money into the basket that goes around collecting the bids for that particular item, you hold up your paddle saying that you are part of that. And then there's an associated ball that's in a tumbler, and we'll roll that. And if your number is drawn, then you win that prize.
That's cool. Yeah. That's fine.
I like that.
All right. Relay for Life starts at what time Saturday?
Well, we will start at 9 o'clock. The Spring Fling Rose will have opening session, and we will be part of that. And she is our opening speaker. She has a really nice cancer story she's going to talk about.
Okay.
And then everything is underway.
All right. And goes till what time?
It goes till 3 o'clock.
Wow. All right, 9 to 3 on Saturday over in the Forsyth area. So there you go. Lisa, thank you again for being with us. Will Fong, I got it right now, and so I'll remember for next time you're here. Come back and bring us up to date on the other events that go on throughout the year that we can help with the American Cancer Society.
I would love to. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. God bless you, and have a blessed and wonderful day.
You too.